It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I've got Jake Gray, and we've got a trunk or treat coming up in Helper on Main Street, and this will be this Saturday from noon until 2 p.m. Rather interesting way that they do this. They've done it this way the last couple of years. We're going to get into it as far as that is concerned, but it's always a lot of fun, and it's such a great little venue and place to have a trunk or treat, and Helper City's been very nice in allowing them to do this in that part of Main Street. So, Jake, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate the time.
Well, thanks for having me.
So let's talk about this. You said that, you know, they've done it in the past, but this is the second year that you kind of have taken it over and started doing different things with it. And your trunk or treat, this one, I really like the way you roll with it, because you're not really looking for anybody to call ahead and say, hey, this is what we're going to do. You're just asking people that want to do this to just show up.
Yeah. So I do have on the message that you can email me to RSVP, but we're not really requiring it. It was more so for questions if people weren't sure. But it's really kind of a fly by the seat of the pants. Hope everybody shows up with a trunk and hope kids show up. So that it's, and last year it was pretty big event. We had a good turnout last year.
Well, and the other thing about it too is that trunk or treats have become quite a big thing here in our area because of the safety standpoint of it. You know what? You're going to have Main Street blocked off completely. And these kids can walk up and down Main Street and go and do all the trunks and have fun that way. I'm sure some of the businesses on Main Street will jump in and help out with things like that as well. Is that kind of what's going to happen in the plans?
Yeah, that was part of the reason we moved it down to the center part of Main Street. We had several of the businesses last year ask if we'd move it there. They want to bring and coordinate with their business spots, and it worked out pretty good. Even some of the businesses that aren't inside that area still participated last year. So I think we should have a pretty good turnout. I'm hoping for it to be a little bigger. It's hard to ever know how much candy to bring, but just load up and bring it with you.
Load up and show up. That's all you can do.
Yeah.
So this is going to go on from noon until 2 p.m. there in the, I guess you could say, the heart of Main Street there in Helper. You said from the Strand Theater down to the Handy Mart, yeah, that whole section of Main Street, and that should kind of map out where everything's at. The great thing about this is, as I said, you know, they're not looking for people to RSVP or anything, but you're going to be there a little early to get people set up, right?
Yeah, so candy will be, like you said, from noon till 2 p.m. If you want to participate and have a trunk, you can show up to 2 hours early. We'll have Main Street closed plenty before that. There will be big signs designating the area as far as road closure, and we'll be able to come and coordinate and direct traffic, let people pick their own spot if they want to be on the sunny side, or, you know, kind of leave it pretty free as far as that goes. But you have a couple hours early to get ready, and be pretty busy. It was pretty steady for 2 hours straight last year.
Yeah, if I remember correctly, it was. It was a lot of fun, too. Now, if anybody has questions or want to get in touch with you, or if there's a business out there that says, hey, we want to be a part of this and we just want to let you know that we're going to be there, how can they get a hold of you?
So you can get a hold of me with any questions. My email will be jakeg.84526@yahoo.com.
All right. And the other great thing about this is, you know, you're really the only thing that's holding people back as far as what they can do is their own creativity, right? If they want to come and come up with a few games to play and things like that, there'll be space there for them to do that as well.
Yeah, some I've been to a few where people have cornhole tosses or different ring games and stuff. There's plenty of opportunity for that. And the other, we kind of plan the timing on this. It's a little bit, it's kind of the earlier one of the day. And I think it works out good because there's several that day. Price has a big event. That gives everybody an opportunity to hit all of them. The kids can get plenty loaded up. They should be able to hit 3 or 4 trunk or treats Saturday. And I think ours is one of the earlier ones.
And I always say this, not that it'll ever happen, but, you know, if you hit enough trunk or treats, maybe your kids won't want to go out on Halloween night or whenever we're going to go out trick or treating this year, right?
Yeah.
Whatever that's going to be. All right. So once again, it's a trunk or treat going on Main Street in Helper, noon to 2 p.m. If you want to be a part of it, just show up on Saturday. right around 10 o'clock. They'll be there to let you in and get everything squared away. But this is a lot of fun. Great place to have it right there on Main Street in Helper. Plenty of other great things that'll be going on as well. And if you have any questions, of course, you can just email Jake at jakeg.84526@yahoo.com. Jake, thank you so much for coming in and taking the time to let everybody know about this. This is a fun event. I hope a lot of people show out.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. Thanks.
All right. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.